Let the Stars Guide You Home, written by Satyai and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jenny let out a sigh of contentment as she nestled into the sheets, breathing in their unnaturally fresh scent. She hadn't figured out yet why humans felt the urge to use aromatic substances on their beddings, but it was something she was slowly getting used to as she spent more time with them. Donna had mentioned to her that her father loved humans because of their odd quirks. Maybe she had inherited that from him. It felt odd to be traveling through the stars, going from planet to planet in ever-changing ships. Not wrong, just strange. Something deep inside her kept clamoring for more. Time Lord, Keeper of Time, bend it to your will. But that was a secret she had yet to unlock. Maybe someday she would. She just needed to find the right person to ask. Penny for your thoughts. Smiling, Jenny rolled over to face the woman sharing the bed with her. Dark eyes and an elfin face looked back at her. Only a few wrinkles around the eyes betraying that she was older than she appeared. Something pinged in Jenny's heart, and not for the first time she wondered why she felt as if she'd always known the other woman. The feeling of familiarity faded quickly, leaving nothing but a slightly hollow feeling in her heart. A penny? Jenny asked lightly. They're worth their weight in stardust. Susan laughed, a music sound that Jenny was convinced made the universe a brighter place every time it heard her. Will you ever tell me where you're from? Jenny tilted her head a little, gesturing upward as if they could see the sky through the dark ceiling. I'm from the stars, she replied. Alien sands and alien skies. Smiling, Susan leaned in and gently kissed the corner of Jenny's mouth. Sometimes you remind me of him so much, she said wistfully. You keep saying that, Jenny grumbled half-heartedly. She reached over and rested her hand over Susan's left breast, feeling the gentle beating of her heart through the thin cloth of her nightgown. You could at least tell me who this mysterious he is. Susan laughed again. Then she suddenly rolled over, pinning a startled Jenny underneath her as she playfully nipped her ear. Does it really matter? Jenny moaned as Susan kissed her neck. Maybe, she said, her voice catching slightly as she reached up and rested her hand on the other woman's right breast. She could feel the second heartbeat, beating almost in time with her own. Maybe not. The familiar feeling was back, tugging at her mind. Something was buried in Jenny's memories, a distant thought that didn't belong in her head. It wasn't hers to remember. All those thoughts disappeared a few seconds later, as Susan slid her hand down Jenny's belly, her fingertips lightly tickling the skin as they moved down to her thigh. It didn't matter, she supposed. She had all the time in the universe.